结婚了，你会知道。
If you've never been married, you don't understand this.
如果你从来没有结过婚，你可能不太能了解。
You think Daniel back here thinks.
也许这些，比如说像 Daniel 可能会想。
Someday he'll fall in love with a beautiful.
也许他有一天会爱上一个很美丽的女孩子。
She will fall in love with him.
然后这个女孩子也会爱上他。
She will think he is the most handsome man.She has ever met.
这个女生会觉得他是她所见到的最英俊的男士。
They will get married.
然后他们就结婚了。
And they will live happily.
然后他们从今以后就过着永远幸福的生活。
Every day will be better than the day before.
每一天都比昨天更好。
That is called a fairy tale.
这个是在那个童话故事里边讲的。
In real life.
在真正的生活中。
You who are married know this.
我们所有结婚的人都知道。
That if you don't work to maintain that love.
如果你不去努力去维持那个爱的话。
We drift apart.
很快的我们就好像就飘分开了就。随波逐流了。
Not because we get up one morning and decide, I think I'm going to try to wreck my marriage.
不是有一天早上你突然决定说，哦，我要决定要毁掉我的婚姻。
But because it requires us to maintain the unity.
因为呢，这个需要我们去努力去维持这个合一。
As a teacher, I'm always so encouraged when I see my teaching have.An impact on your lives.
所以呢，作为老师呢，每次能看到我的教导在你们的生命中有影响的话，对我来讲是很受鼓励的。
And so as I see Brother Hong Qin get up and move to sit beside his wife.
所以呢，我看到洪庆弟兄就开始换了座位，坐到了太太旁边，对我来讲是很
鼓励的。I say, oh, this is wonderful.
我说这个太棒了。
The lesson is having an effect already.
我教的课马上就立竿见影有效果了。
Thank you, brother.
谢谢你，洪俊弟兄。
But do you understand? We have to work at it.
所以呢，你了解到我们一定要去努力，要去。
And Paul says we have to work in the same way, the unity of the church.
所以呢，保罗说就像你在婚，就像这样的话，你在教会里边，你也要去努力的，要去。维持这个教会里边的合一。
Now I want to spend the bulk of our time on the last part of this section.
所以我想把我的时间花在这一部分的最后几句。
And I have to get through this today.
今天我必须要把这个讲完。
Because we have to come to the end of Ephesians.
因为我要想要讲到以弗所的最后。
And so let me just quickly make a few comments about the middle part of this.
所以呢，我就。在这个中以弗所第四章那个中间部分，很快的有几个评有几点讲过去。
He gives us this wonderful encouragement about this maintaining the unity.
他给我们这个一个很好的这个鼓励，我们要维持合一。
Because it requires effort, it's not easy.
因为呢，这个需要你去努力的工作并不容易。
But if you remember back in chapter 3,
如果你记得第三章的话。
After he gave them what appears to be an impossible command,
好像给了他们一个不可能实现的一个使命之后
，a prayer. He prays that they will be filled with the fullness of God.
他说让保罗的祷告是让这基督徒被神一切所充满的，充满。
And we hear that and we think that's impossible.
我们听到这个，我们就说那是不可能的。
He says now to him who is able to do more abundantly than you can ask or think.
他说神能照着运行在我们心里的大能大力充充足足成就一些超过我们所求所想的。
Now he says to us,
他现在对我们说
I want you, I urge you to maintain the unity in your church.
他说我现在希望要你们能够维持在教会里的合一。
The same kind of unity that ties together the body, the spirit, the Lord, the faith, the baptism, the God, the hope.
就是这个合一呢，让我们真的是让我们跟圣灵合一，一主一信，一喜一神。
He then gives us the promise in verse 7.
他下边就给了我们一个应许，在第七节。
Grace was given to each one of us.
我们每个人都是蒙了恩典，我们个人。
We don't have to do this in ourselves.
我们不是靠着自己的努力在做这些。
It is God's grace that empowers this unity.
这是神的恩典，真的是给我们能力来维持这个。
How much grace?
神给我们多少恩典呢？
Back in chapter 3, he had said, God does more than we can ask or think. Here he says, how much grace? The measure of Christ's gift. The grace is limited only by how much Christ has to give us. And you don't read very long in Ephesians before you know that that is unlimited. I have found that many Christians live very discouraged lives. I have found that times I can tend to be very discouraged. But here's what I have started to learn. One of the reasons we become discouraged in our Christian life is we begin to think that it all depends on us. We heard this morning a wonderful, wonderful challenge. And some of us sat there and thought, but I can't do all that. I can't reach all these people. All of these needs. People need the Lord, we sang. I can't do that. But here is what we must always remember to keep us from becoming discouraged in our Christian life. We must be eager, he says.
我们要渴慕,
Peter will say it this way, we must make every effort, we must strain to do what we are called to do.
无论得时不得时, 不管怎么样, 你们要努力去做,
but we do it.
但是我们做呢,
in the grace that is given according to the measure of God's gift. The key is we are not doing it in our own strength. We are doing it in His grace. All the things that he is going to call us to do in Ephesians 4 through 6 are built on that verse.
所有的这个4到6章, 保罗命令我们要做的都在于这句经节。
So in your Bibles, highlight it, underline it, circle it.
所以呢, 把这一句呢, 你就画下来, 圈起来, 都可以, 就4章第7节。
Verse 7. The grace that is given us is according to the measure of Christ's gift. And then the rest of 4 through 6, when you read and you say, but I can't do that. Go back to 4 verse 7 and say,
你就回到第四章第七节,
ah, I bet he's strong enough to do it.
但是你说耶稣,
and so I'm going to make every effort.
所以呢, 我就要极力,
but then, it's going to be He who does it.
然后呢, 我尽我的能力, 在于他来做这一切。
And so he moves on in verse 8.
然后他又到第八节,
and he describes these gifts that he has given us.
他就开始描述神给我们这些的, 给我们的这些, 礼物,
now let me give you something that is going to become important before the end of the next half hour.
所以呢, 我先给大家预先讲一下, 下半个小时很重要的一刻。
When I describe to you back in verse 7 God's grace,
当我给你讲到, 神的这个恩典的时候, 前面,
for most of us,
对我们很多人会想到,
we envision that grace being poured into us directly.
我们都想象了说, 哦, 这个恩典就好像从我们头上直接浇灌下来。
I'm going to face a difficult challenge.
我会面对挑战一个困难, 难处。
And I'm going to make every effort.
然后我就努力, 我就竭力。
And I'm going to remember verse 7.
然后我就记住第七节。
And I'm going to say, God, I need your grace for this.
然后你就对神说, 神啊, 我需要你的恩典。
Grace that is according to the measure of your gift.
这个恩典呢是按照基督所赐的分量给我们领受。
And he's going to open up my heart and pour in his grace.
所以呢我就 打开我的心神就会把他的恩典浇灌进来。
Isn't that beautiful?
如果是那样是不是很美
It's really nice.
是很好。
Paul is going to tell us that's not how God is going to do it, though.
但是呢保罗告诉我们这个不是神工作的方式。
So don't get excited yet.
所以呢如果他这样子没有他这样做你不用老期待这样。
I always thought that's how he did it. I really did.
我过去真的是以为神就是那样做的。
Over and over, I would pray and expect God to do it that way, and then he didn't do it.
所以我一次又一次的祷告，然后我就希望神是这样子来浇灌我，但是呢，神却没有这样做。
And at times I would become very frustrated with.
所以有的时候我就很沮丧，说怎么会这样呢？
And I did not understand this until I studied Ephesians.
我一直不了解为什么会这样，直到我真的是仔细的去读以弗所书。
And then I was really disappointed.
然后我就很失望。
Until I finally became excited about what it says.
直到我最后对这个以弗所书所讲的内容又开始兴奋起来。
And it took me a long time to do this.
所以呢，这个我花了很久才学到这一点。
But I hope we can do it together in about 30 minutes.
所以我希望我们下边30分钟就能学到。
Okay, so he is giving us grace according to the measure of Christ's gift.
所以呢，神是基督照着所量给我们个人的恩赐，让我们个人。
Verse 8, he tells us the picture.
他告诉我给我们一个图像。
It's a picture that comes from the ancient world.
这个图片呢是来自于古代的世界。
When a general conquered another people, he did two things.
当一位将军他征服了另外一片土地的时候，他一般会做两件事情。
He took from the people he conquered all of the spoils.
第一个呢，他就是会把那个他所抢夺的战利品都带回来。
And then he distributed them, he gave them to the members of his army.
然后他把这个战利品呢就会分给他的军队。
So the general conquers this group of people over here.
比如说这个将军他征服了这个民族。
And he takes all of your money and jewelry and everything and he distributes it to the people over on this side that were his followers.
然后呢他就把这些人的这个钱啊珠宝啊都抢过来了就这是他的战利品就分给他的跟随他的人就是他的士兵
Paul's readers in Ephesus know that
所以保罗的这个受信的这个群众呢是知道这件事的
And so when he's describing these gifts that he is going to give to people God is going to give to his people
所以当他描述神要给我们的这些恩赐这些礼物的时候
Therefore, it says, verse 8,
他就说，所以,
when he ascended, when Christ ascended into heaven,
当基督升上高天的时候,
he did this.
他就这样做,
he led a host of captives,
他掳掠了仇敌,
and he quotes from Psalm 68 that describes the Messiah coming and taking gifts, conquering.
他就用了,在这里引用了诗篇68节,就是引用了,就是说,耶稣当耶稣得胜的时候他掳掠的这些战利品
And Paul says
保罗说
He gave these gifts
他将各样的恩赐
As the church
赏给众人
God has given us these gifts
所以作为教会神给了我们这些礼物这些恩赐
And so now he is going to describe in the rest of this section
在下边这个部分呢他就开始描述
what those gifts are
神给我们的这些恩赐是什么
for the sake of time I'm going to move across verse 9 and 10
我们就很快的跳过第九第十节
let me just say that it seems to me what he is doing here is he is reminding us back of what he did in chapter 1
第九节第十节实际上是在重新就是向我们让我们记起来第一章所讲的内容
Paul descend, or Christ descended into the earth.
首先耶稣降到地上。
That's the incarnation.
这个降在地上就是表示这个道成肉身。
And then he ascended after the resurrection into the heavens.
然后远升诸天之上的那个就表示耶稣的升天。
It's the same idea that we read in Philippians 2, written at the same time.
这个在这个跟那个腓立比书所讲述的内容其实意思是一样的。
He humbled himself to death, even the death of the cross. That's descending.
就是耶稣反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，这是耶稣的降下。
Wherefore, God has given him a name that is above every name. That's the ascending.
神赐给他超乎万名之上的名，这个就是升上诸天。
So here Paul is just saying Christ humbled himself. He stepped down into our world. He descended into our world.
所以第九节第十节保罗说的是耶稣降卑自己先降在地上。
He has now died, been resurrected, and is ascended back.
死了复活，然后他现在升天。
And he gave us these gifts.
然后耶稣给我们这些恩赐。
And I asked you to think about as you were studying this, what is the purpose of the gifts that he gives?
所以我问大家的第五题是属灵恩赐的目的是什么？
Anybody?
有没有？
What is the purpose? Why did he give these gifts?
神给我们这些恩赐的目的是什么？
To help us do what? Okay, here's the key, and both of you hit on this. It is to serve others for the sake of achieving this unity and purpose.
去这个关键在于去服侍别人，来达到这个教会里的肢体的合一。
This is very important to Paul.
这对保罗来讲是很重要的。
When he wrote his letter to Corinth,
当保罗写信给哥林多教会的时候，
the Christians in Corinth did not understand this at all.
这个哥林多教会完全没有这个概念。
They thought the purpose of gifts was to make us look really good.
那个哥林多教会的基督徒认为神给这些恩赐的目的是让他们看上去很棒。
Look at the gift God gave me.
说看看神给了我什么。
I have the gift of healing.
我有这个治病的能力。
That's pretty impressive.
是不是很让人觉得啊很惊奇，对不对？
Paul says, no, that's not why God gives gifts.
保罗说不是这样的，神给你这个恩赐不是这个目的。
God gives gifts so that we can serve others.
神给我们恩赐是为了让我们服侍别人。
And so I want us to look for a few minutes at these gifts that he lists here.
所以我们来看花几分钟看保罗所列出来的这些礼物。
And how they fit. Now there are different lists of gifts that Paul gives.
有不同的这个恩赐的这个列表在不同的地方。
And we could argue a long time about what they are and how they relate.
我们可以大家吵半天就说到底这个恩赐是什么意思。
After class, you are welcome to argue that the rest of the day.
所以你们上完课之后，我们可以慢慢的来讨论。
We'll lock you in one of the classrooms.
我们可以把你们放在一个教室里面，你们慢慢的来讨论。
But what I want to focus is this list that he gives us here.
但是我们现在要看第四章的这个。
And most importantly, I want to look at why he gives them.
我最更重要的是，我们要看神为什么要给我们这些恩赐。
He says he gave some. He gave the apostles.
他所赐的有使徒。
In the New Testament world, the apostles were those who were eyewitnesses to the risen Christ.
在新约世界里边，那个使徒是真的是亲眼见过耶稣的人。
In that sense, the apostles was a one-time thing that ended with the death of the last witness to Jesus.
所以呢，这个使徒呢，就是一次性的，在最后一个见过耶稣的使徒死的时候，就是人死的时候，这个使徒的这个职分就结束了。
Because of that, some people argue that the apostle gift ended in the first century.
所以有些人就他的那个争辩就是这个使徒在公元第一世纪就结束了。
John 13, however, uses the same word.
但是在约翰福音第十三章，约翰用了同一个词。
To describe anyone who is sent with Christ's message.
就是任何一个带被耶稣差遣，带着耶稣基督的信息被差遣的人。
And so based on that,
因为那个经文，
that is a continuing responsibility.
所以有些人就觉得这个使徒就是一个不断的持续的一个职责。
The apostle tends to be the person who goes into a new area, the church planter.
他们就认为就是说这个使徒呢，就是到了一个新的地区去植堂的人。
The one who is taking the gospel into places where it has not been.
然后就是把福音带到从来没有听过福音的地方。
He gave prophets.
然后呢，他所赐的也有先知。
Again, there is a sense in which that is a biblical term.
这个先知的有个是专门 在圣经里的这个先知的意思。
But it is also used in Corinth, for instance, for those who have the ability.
在也被用在，比如说像在哥林多的教会，这个先知他有这种能力。
To take God's word and apply it to contemporary life.
就是说，他把神的话呢应用在他现在的生活当中。
If the apostle gift tends to be the one who plants churches in new places.
比如说使徒的，如果他的这个恩赐呢是到一个新的地方去植堂，把神的话语传出去。
The prophetic gift tends to be the gift to confront the church with error and the truth of God's word speaking to the church.
先知的这个恩赐呢，就是面来挑战教会，当这个教会有这个就是有什么错误的地方，然后用神的真理来面对这些错误。
And then there's the evangelist.
然后还有传福音的。
Those who have a special gift for sharing the gospel.
就是这个传福音恩赐，就是有些人他有特别的这种恩赐来分享神的福音。
All of us are called to witness.
我们所有的人都有被神。
But we also all know that there are some people who have much more of a gift for this than others.
我们也大家也都知道，说有些人他在这方面传福音方面就比。好像一般的人更有恩赐。
Paul calls them evangelists.
保罗说他们是传福音的，
也就是我们
说宣教者或者布道家。
Shepherds.
还有的是牧师。
Those who care for the flock.
这个牧者呢，牧师呢，他的恩赐呢是照顾羊群。
In our tradition, that tends to be the pastor.
在我们的传统当中，基本上这个就是牧师，就是牧者。
The one who has the responsibility for caring for the sheep.
所以他的这个牧者的责任呢，就是要去照看他的羊群。
And then the teachers.
然后就是教师。
And again, in your debate afterwards in a room somewhere, you can decide whether this is one person or two shepherds and teachers.
在你的这个辩论当中，你可以说这个牧师和教师是一个人呢，是既是牧师又是教师的，还是这是两个子分
？But the teacher protects the flock from error, teaches truth, builds the members through teaching God's word.
教师呢，他的职责呢，就是说，他一个是保守羊群不受这个错误的教导的影响，然后呢，传讲真理，然后也训练那些可以传讲真理的人。
Now, my focus this afternoon is not on defining each of these, but how they work in the church.
我的那个今天的主要要集中的不是说他定义这些恩赐的这些应用，而是说如何在教会里来。实行这些恩赐如何在教会里实行出来
？And here's what I want you to see first.
首先，我想让大家看到的是
，Remember back in verse 7, grace is given to each of us according to the measures of Christ, measure of Christ's gift.
让我们再回到第七节，讲到我们个人蒙恩是照基督所量给个人的恩赐。
How does He give us this grace?
神是如何给我们这个恩赐的呢
？Verse 11.
第十一节
He gave apostles, prophets, evangelists, shepherds, and teachers.
通过赐给我们使徒、先知、传福音的牧师和教师来给我们这个恩赐。
This grace is not simply something poured into me as an individual.
这个恩典不是说就是根据我们每个人就这么浇灌在我们身上。
It is something that is given to me through the ministry of the apostles, prophets.Evangelists, shepherds, and teachers.
这个恩赐不是说直接的浇灌在我们身上，而是通过这个使徒、先知、传福音的牧师和教师的事工给我们的。
You understand what?
大家有没有了解到
Paul is saying here?
你了解到保罗在这里教
导什么吗？ God is going to pour this grace into your life.
神已经说了，我要把这个恩典浇灌在你的生命当中。
Through,
而是通过
the people that He has placed in the church to minister to us.
而是通过神放置在建立在教会里边的这些人来把这些恩赐赐给你。
As I said, when I first began to think about this, it was discouraging to me.
我就像刚才我讲过，我刚开始来想这个读这一段的时候，其实对我挺灰心。
Because I'd rather God just poured into me personally.
我真的是希望神就单独的，就是个人的把这个恩典浇灌在我身上。
But that isn't how God generally works.
但是那却不是神一般性的来做工的方式。
Can He work that way? Yes, He can.
神可不可以就是单独的，就是个人性的把那个恩典浇灌在我身上？当然可以。
But it's generally not how He works.
但是普遍的来讲，神不是这样工作。
When the 5,000 needed fed,
当那个五千人需要饭的喂饱的时候
Jesus could have prayed and bread just started dropping from the heavens.
神耶稣可以祷告，然后天上就掉下来好多面包。
But instead, he broke it and gives it to people who then give it to those who are hungry.
但是他确实把这个面包呢，就把它掰开，然后给人，给他的门徒，他的门徒再给别人。
God could speak to the unbelievers in our world a voice from heaven.
神当然可以说从天上降个声音对这个不信主的人讲话。
But instead, he speaks.
但是呢？
Through us.
神却通过我们来对这些不信主的人
讲话。And Paul says to the church at Ephesus, don't be waiting for this grace to be coming magically into your life.
保罗说，你们不要等着这个神的恩典，好像就这种神奇的从天上这样从天而降浇灌在你身上。
He's going to send it through those he has placed in to lead the church.
神是把这个恩典是通过他放在教会里的这些这些人呢，来给你。
John Calvin said it like this.
约翰加尔文是这样说的。
They are insane.
说他们有点发疯了。
Who neglect this means of building up the church?
如果就是说你是忽略了神是说要这样通过这种途径来建立方式，那你是头脑不正常。
And hope to be perfect in Christ.
就是说你要又在基督里完全
either as fanatics who claim secret revelations from the Holy Spirit
你或者是说你就像一个那个有点就是有点狂热分子对人宣讲说我从耶稣那儿有这个秘密的那个启示
or who are proud
或者说太骄傲
And content themselves with their own private reading of the scripture.
就是非常满足于自己来读圣经。
And imagine they do not need the church.
这些人就觉得说他们不需要教会我自己就可以了。
Calvin says, if you think
那个加尔文的意思就是说如果你觉得
that God is going to teach you by his own, your own secret revelations,
如果神就是通过他自己的就是那个通过那个自己的对你的一个神秘的启示来教导你的话
or your own personal study
或者通过你自己的研读圣经
apart from the church
你不需要教会你自己就可以了
you are a fanatic
他说你或者是个狂热分子
proud
或者是一个很骄傲的人
or his word that sums it all up insane
或者你就是一个头脑不正常的人
I'm glad I didn't say that that was John Calvin
我很高兴的不是我说的是加尔文说的
But do you understand his point?
你了解到他讲的这个重点了吗?
He is saying we need these ministries.
他的意思是说我们需要这些别人的这个事工，我们需要在这个教会里。
The two big things I'm wanting you to get today. Number one.
所以我今天很希望大家得到的两点是第一
个。God pours his grace into us.
第一个就是神把他的恩典浇灌在我们身上。
Through the pastors.
通过牧师
the elders, the deacons, those he has placed in the church.
是在这个教会里有不同位份的人
That's number one.
这是第一点
We don't separate ourselves and say, well, I'm going to go over here and find my own messages from God.
你不是说我坐在这儿说我读圣经我要看到神对我单独所讲的这个信息
God speaks by giving his minister a message for us.
神是通过他把他的信息通过服侍他的人来对我们讲话。
But the second thing that is
但是第二点要讲的是
very very important
非常的重要。
We need a whole hour just for this.
我们需要另外整个一小时来讲这一节。
Why did he give apostles, prophets, evangelists, shepherds, and teachers?
他为什么给我们使徒、先知、传福音的牧师和教师呢
And you don't have to make up an answer. Just read what he said.
你看保罗，你自己不需要回答，保罗已经给我们答案了。
Why did he do it?
他为什么要做这样做呢？
啊、huh? ？To build, to equip,
需要成全圣徒。
To do what?
成全圣徒的目的是为了什么
？To build up the body of Christ.
建立基督的身
体。For what reason?
那个原因是什么呢？缘由是什么呢？这个目的是什么？建立基督的身体。
You're feeling really good right now. You're saying, okay, God appointed the deacons and the elders, the pastors of the church to build me up. This is exciting, but you haven't finished the phrase.
但是你现在填的都很好，你说哦，神真的是设立了教会的牧师、教师、长老、执事来建立我。
To equip God's people to do the work of ministry.
他的意思是说，要我们各尽其职，就是要去做我们应该做的。
Every elder, deacon, and pastor team should say Amen.
我们每一个那个长老执事都应该说 Amen， 说的太对了。
Many churches
have
what is called a fatal comma in this sentence.
What?
A fatal comma, a terrible comma.
Oh, 他们在很多教会在读到这个经节的时候
they read it this way.
加了一个很可怕的一个字幕的一
个逗号。God gave all of these gifts.
他说神给了这些恩赐。
To build up the saints.
去建立成全圣徒。
Comma.
然后
Oh, take it out! Take it out!
我们中文里面，他说那是不应该有那个，他的意思就是一个致命的一个逗号。我们中文确实有那个逗号，他说不要把那个逗号给拿掉，为要成全圣徒。
It is not in there, I promise. It is not in there.
不是这个。
This is one phrase, and it's so important that you understand this.
一句话，你很重要，要了解这个。
If you misunderstand this, this is what you think.
如果你理解错了，你的误解就会是。
God gave these gifts.
神给我们这些牧师、教师传福音的这些。
So that the church leaders could build me up as a saint.
所以呢，神这些教会的领导带领的人呢，可以建造我。
So equip me as a saint, so they can do the work of ministry.
所以呢，他们可以做这个教会的这个事工。
And so they could build up the body of Christ.
所以他们可以建立基督的身体。
They have three jobs.
他们所以教会的这些带领的人有三个工作
Equip the saints
第一个是成全圣徒
Do the work of ministry
建立做神的事工
And build up the body
然后呢建立基督的身体
And my job
然后我的工作呢
Is to sit here
就坐在那儿
And let them equip me
让他们来建造我
Watch them do the work of ministry
然后看他们去做这个教会的事工
And build me up
然后把我建造起来
And so I get fatter and lazier.
所以呢，我就越来越懒，越来越胖。
And they are exhausted.
然后他们都累得要死。
Does that sound like church?
教会，大部分教会是不是就这样的？
Let me help you here understand this.
然后我希望这帮助大家了解。
Paul says.
保罗说。
The church is not a school bus.
教会不是一个校车。
The pastor is driving us to heaven.
然后呢，牧师开车带我们上天堂。
And we are all sitting riding to heaven.
然后我们就坐在那个车上，等得上，就坐在车上那个车上天，等得上天
堂。Wake me up when we get to heaven.
哦，你现在让我好好睡一觉，等到天堂再把我叫醒。
That is not what Paul says.
那不是保罗所说的。
You understand that?
你了解吗
？Now, many people say no. That's That has to be wrong, so it must be the second one.
So, 那肯定那个是错的，那肯定是第二个。
The pastor is up here at the top.
那个主任牧师在那个金字塔的塔尖。
And he is barking orders to the pastoral team. You do this, you do this, you do this.
然后主任牧师就到处发号司令，说你对牧会团说你做这个，你做那个。
And they are barking orders to the elders and deacons.
牧会团呢在发对那个长老执事发号司令。
The pastor says you need to do this, you need to do this.
牧师说你要做这个。
And why is this messed up?
为什么这个地方那么乱呢？
And why didn't you clean up the spot in the kitchen?
你为什么不把那个厨房那点扫干净呢？
And so they are then hammering on the volunteers and the Sunday school teachers and the cell leaders. Do a better job.
然后长老执事的又开始追着这个志愿者，就是教会服侍的这些主日学老师、小组长，还有所有愿意服侍的人，说你们不做这个做那个，追着他们去做。
And at the bottom of the pyramid are the members.
然后这个金字塔的最下方就是会员。
Who are complaining about all of the others?
然后这个会众呢，他们呢就在那儿不停的抱怨这个所有的别的人。
How many of you have seen a church that looks like that?
多少人见过这样的教会？
Okay, okay.That's not Paul's picture.
那个不是保罗所要描述的图片。
Paul's picture, and I couldn't put one up because I'm no good with PowerPoint.
但是我找不到，因为我不是很擅长于做这个幻灯片，没找到。
But Paul's picture is.
但是保罗的图片是
of a body.
是一个身体。
And that means.
这个意味着
all of these.
所有这一切
are not in a pyramid.
不是说一个金字塔的一个形状。
But they are a body working together.
而且我们是我们其实是一个身体，我们一起和全身一起。
The work of ministry.
全身一起合作，一起来做基督那个教会的事
物。And so that means we all have the same job and the same role, right?
所以我们大家的那个工作都是一样的。
No.
因为我们是一个身体，那都是一个身体，是不是我们就意味着我们都有一样的工作，一样的职责呢？
He gave these apostles, prophets, evangelists.
因为神给了我们有使徒、有先知、有传福音的、有牧师和教要教师。
To equip each of us.
是为了要装备每一我们其中的每一个人。
To do the work of ministry.
去做服事的工作。
In Paul's picture of the church,
在保罗心目中的这个教会的图片就是
the pastor,
这个牧师呢
the elders, the deacons, the leaders,
这长老执事这所有带领的人
are putting their effort into training, equipping the members.
他们的努力呢，他们所做的是要去培训，去建造每一个会员。
To go out and do the work of ministry.
建造成全圣徒，就是装备这个圣徒，让他们可以出去去做神的事工。
I got an email Friday that I wish I'd printed off to read to you.
我星期五就是有一个 email， 我真是希望我应该把它带来给大家念一下。
It is from a pastor telling about a funeral he's getting ready to preach.
就是讲到一个牧师，他本来要参加一个追思礼拜，他要在那里讲主持追思礼拜。
I thought about it as Brother Chris talked about prison ministry this morning.
我想到今天早晨那个周牧师讲到的这个监狱的事工。
This man was in prison.
他说 ，You mean the one who died?
Yeah.
Yeah. 就是他要主持追思礼拜的这个死者呢是在监狱里边。
He is one to Christ in prison.
他在监狱里信的主。
3 months ago, he came to Christ for the first time in his life, a 40-year-old man.
一个四十岁的男人在他生命中第一次三个月以前真正信主，就是接受耶稣做救主。
2 weeks ago, he was released from prison.
两个星期他以前呢，他被监狱里放出来了。
He gets a job.
他找到一份工作。
He's walking to work last Tuesday morning.
上个星期二他就走路去上班。
And a car hit him.And killed him.
然后被一个车撞上就死了。
Just got out of prison. But here is what I want you to see.
但是我想要大家看到的是
The pastor wrote that he was preaching the funeral Friday of this man.
说这个牧师要在这个星期五的
Who 3 months ago became a Christian for the first time in his life in prison.
就是要为这位三个月以前刚刚信主的人主持主持礼拜。
But here's what I want you to understand.
我想要你理解的是
The pastor had not yet met this man.
但是这个牧师呢，他还从来没有见过这个人。
Instead, a member in his church who he had trained to do evangelism in the prison had won this man to Christ.
这个牧师从来没有见过这个死去的人，而是他教会里边的一个会员，但是这个会员呢，被这个教会被牧师所装备。这个会员呢，去到监狱里去做这个监狱事工。他带了这个监狱的这个囚犯的信主。
You understand?
了解到了吗
？It's not a pastor saying I got one more rider on my bus this week.
这个不是说这个主任不是说，哎呦，我又带了一个人上这个去天堂的汽车。
And it's not a pastor saying to the pastoral team, "We need somebody to do prison evangelism."
不是这个牧师告诉这个牧会团说，哎，我们需要人去做监狱事工啊。
And he says, "I think that falls under the deacon's responsibility."
然后那个牧会团说，哎，我想应该是执事去做。
And he says, "Okay, you're the one we're going to assign to this."
然后那个执事说啊，那个小海弟兄，你去做那个监狱事工。
No,
不是这样的。
It is a body.
我们是一个身体。
And someone comes to the pastor and says, God has given me a heart to preach and work among prisoners.
就是有人比如教会里有会员到这个牧师来说神给我这个负担让我去做监狱事工。
How do I do it?
那我怎么样去开展监狱事工
呢? And this pastor simply wrote out the outline of a Bible study.
然后呢那个牧师就为这个人写出来一个就是 查经的一个大纲。
And the member says, well, what if I don't do a very good job?
然后这个会员就这个弟兄就说，那如果我这个教的不是很好呢，做不好怎么办？
Doesn't matter, they're in prison, it can't kill you.
没关系，反正他们在监狱里，他们也杀不了你。
Well, then in that case, I'll go do my best.
他说，你就去尽力吧。
And so he goes.
他说，那就是在于你了。
And he comes back and he says to the pastor, could you write another one? Because none of them left.
他说：“牧师，你可以再给我写个那个教学这个查经吧？那是开玩笑，他们没都没有一个人离开。”
And the third week he comes back and he says,
第三个星期说，这会员说
：“I can't believe this, but one of them got saved.”
他说：“哦，我真的不敢相信，竟然有一个人信主了。”
You understand what's happening?
你了解到了吗
？The pastor is equipping the members for the work of ministry, and they are going out and doing what the pastor is not called to do.
所以呢，就是牧师呢，再去装备这些信徒去做服事的工作。他这个去做的服事的工作，不是牧师去被呼召要去监狱里施工，而是这个弟兄教会里的弟兄。
Paul says,
保罗说。
This is how the body with many parts works.
这就是一个有很多肢体的身体是如何工作的。
God has given every person in this room.
神给我们在座的其中的每一个人。
Every Christian who is here.
每一个在这里的基督徒。
God has a calling for you.
神对你有一个呼召。
And a gift for you to use.
神也给你一项恩赐。最少给你一个恩赐，让你可以去用。
But you don't know how to use it.
但是你不知道如何来用这个恩赐。
And so you say, I don't know what to do.
你说我不知道该怎么做。
And God said, Paul says,
然后保罗说，好消息。
God's grace is being poured out to help you to use your gift to do the work that He's calling you to do.
神的恩典已经浇灌在你身上，让你能够去做他所呼召你要做的工作。
And you say, oh, okay, that's good. How?
哦，那太好了，那怎么得到这个恩典呢
？Through，
通过
the leaders that he has placed in your church，
通过神在教会里所设立的这些带领者
，whose job and here's the key， take out that terrible comma in your translation，
他们的工作把那个成全圣徒后边那个逗号给拿掉
，whose job is not。
他们的工作不是
the work of ministry.
他们的工作不是去做服事的工作，去做所有服事的工作。
But whose job is to equip you?
他们的工作是要装备你们
to do
去做
the work of ministry
去做服事的工作。
Isn't that exciting?
那是不是很令人兴奋呢？
Because that means you don't have to just sit in the stands with 50,000 football fans getting fat. You actually get to go down on the field and play.
所以那是不是就是说你就不再是那个坐在那个五万人的观众席上看那些打那个橄榄球的人来打，而是你要下到场上，你要去打橄榄球。
And face it, most of the excitement happens on the field.
你觉得最令人兴奋的，让人兴奋的事情不是在观众席上，而是在这个橄榄球场上，比赛场上。
You get to do that.
保罗说：“你看，你们可以去比赛，你们可以上场。”
That should become incredibly exciting in your understanding of the church.
当你在帮助我们了解教会，这会让我们很兴奋，也是非常非常的让人难以置信。
Because it means you get to be part of the game.
因为呢，表示呢，你是那个上场队员，你就是这个比赛中的一员。
My friend loves football.
我有一个朋友非常喜欢橄榄球。
We were visiting one day.
有一天我们去看他们。
His team is Florida State.
他。
And he said, yesterday we really beat them.
然后他是那个佛州那个州立大学的那个，他是支持那边队的。他说，哎，我们队赢了。
They made a pass and we intercepted it and ran all the way to the other end of the field.
他说：“我们就是怎么样把那个球给截断了，然后就跑到最后。”
We did this, we did this.
哦，我们队做了这个，做了那个。
Finally, I said, "Ron."
然后最后就是 Ron.
Which position do you play?
你在那个橄榄队里边，你打的是哪个位置？
There are a whole lot of churches.
有很多教会。
That are saying, "We did this and we did this and we did this." And Jesus is saying.What position do you play?
然后很多教会的这个会员就在说，我们做了这个，做了那个，做了这个。耶稣会说，你在哪个位置打球
？But the good news is this.
但是好消息就是
，Ephesians 4 says.
以弗所第四章说
，God has given these leaders.
神给把这些给这些带领的人
to equip every one of us to play the position he has given us.
就是装备我们，让我们去在那个赛场上打我们应该打的那个位置。
And that's how he does the work of the church.
这是神是如何在教会里运行的。
So get rid of the comma.
所以呢，把那个逗号拿掉。
And find what is the work for me to do.
就是找到神要你所做的工作。
Dear God, I thank you for this class.
主啊，我们为今天的课感谢你。
They are here to study your word.
我们在这里学习你的话语。
Help us then to go out and to live it.
帮助我们出去就把你的这个所学到的活出来。
Help each one of us to know what your place for us is.
帮助我们每个人知道你对我们，你要把我们所放在的位置。
Help each one of us who works in teaching and training and leading in the church to see our role, to have a passion for training our members.
求你帮助我们在教会里边，如果我们是教导的，是带领的，帮助你让我们看到我们的位置，也让我们真的是能够去装备。
So that you can accomplish through us, our church, all that you have for us.
所以你会通过我们来成全，来完成你对我们的心意，你对我们教会的旨意。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名，阿门。